B'nai Yeshiva.
We'll just go through the B'nai Yeshiva inside and then speak it out along the way. The Tosfos is Kashas and Rashi is basically the way Rashi is learning the Sugya is that Holon Valuhu means that those that lived in Babel should get married and then go off to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos basically has two Kashas. He says, first of all, you haven't solved the Hirhur problem. That's number one. Just getting married, that's not enough. You're going away now. And number two, when he brings a raya from the Gemara in Gittin with, that he gave the Musar, what are you going, why are you going away now? You have responsibilities here. He says, they're going to have to mashkin your kids. Right? That was the lashon of the Gemara. So what's going on? So B'nai Yeshiva says like this. He says, first, lo yadon my culture, Rabbein Atam. He says, I don't know what Rabbein Atam's kash is. Dovadai benosoi loicha shinu lihir. He says, once you're married, we're not choishish for here. Rabbein Atam's kash and Rashi doesn't even start. Once you're married, we're not choishish for here. How do I know? Leading in Talmud Torah. Lagabi going to learn. Lagabi going to learn. How do I know? Kedashka Rabbi Kiva shin ishtoko hanishonin. So the Gemara in Ksuvah Samach Beis, Amud Beis, brings a few Maisim from the Tanoim. Three different Maisim from the Tanoim over there, I believe. Where they stayed away from home for 12, two Maisim where they stayed away for 12 years. And then the Maisim that became that he stayed away for 12, and then he overheard his wife saying, if it was up to me, I'd let him go back another 12, and he went back and he stayed away for 24. He had three Maisim in a row over there, very interesting Maisim. The first Maisa, he showed up, and one of the Tanoim, and his wife like looked up and saw him and like no, and Shemam was like, it sounds like, I think she like was nifteris from the shock. So then it happened again, another something, so, I forgot the Lashon HaGemara.
So does that tell us that he shouldn't come home?
Like, what's the Lashon HaGemara?
What was the point of that?
No, he came home too suddenly. So the next time they went away for 12 years,
he sent a message first.
So he came to town. He said, I'm not just going to show up like that, that's dangerous. So he went to the Beis Medrash and he sent a message to the house that he's there. Okay, you know, if he can give them time to process it. Yeah, the first one was Abchanani ben Chachinoi. He came back and they had built buildings. They changed around the whole town. All the side streets were like different, so he didn't even know how to get home. And he heard them calling a girl they went to sit by the Nahar and he heard them calling a girl. Bas Chachinoi, Bas Chachinoi. So he figured, oh, that's my daughter. So he followed her home. And it says, his wife looked up and Parach Rucha. Parach Rucha, it says. That was the first one. He was away for 12 years. I don't know if Parach Rucha means, I don't know. Parach Rucha means
like
she died.
The art school, by the way.
It sounds like she died. You can check the art school.
The art school, like, cool.
Anyway, the next Tana.
She fainted or something like that.
Yeah, it could be. You're right. Check it out. I don't want to Chas V'Shalom say the wrong shot. Oh, no, no, wait. No. She'll wait. I forgot the end of the Gemara. She did die. Then he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, this is her schar for waiting all this time. So he brought her back to life. The story ended good. He brought it back to life. Boy, Rachma Lova Chaya. He davened for her and she came back to life. Okay, that was the first mice of the Tanoim. The next mice, that's a shot because I forgot the last line. Then Reb Chama Bar Bisa also 12 years stayed away. He said, I don't want to, you know, run into problems over here. So he went to sit the Beis Medrash, sent the message home. While it's in the Beis Medrash, a young man comes in and starts talking to him and learning. And he starts talking to him back at learning, and he sees that this kid really knows very, very clear. So he says to himself, Chaval, I went away. Had I not gone away, I could have taught my son. My son would also know like that. So then he goes home, and now they're very prepared for him because he sent the message first, so she doesn't faint, she doesn't die. And the same kid comes in. So he stands up, he says, oh, he's coming to talk to me and learning again. So he stands up to like talk to him and learning. And his wife turns to me and says, since when does the father stand up for his son? And he chaffed that it was his own son. He says, even though he wasn't there, the schus of the Torah, because it says that to the Gemara brings a lashon, chut ha-mashulash lo b'meri yinotik. Because it's already three generations.
Right.
Yeah, but that was more about the Parnassa, though, wasn't it? That was the... Then it brings the Maisa Rabbi Akiva, the famous Maisa Rabbi Akiva, Kava Sabua, who was named... What are you guys doing? Kava Sabua, which was named that because if you came into his house hungry as a dog, you left very satiated. And he had this Raya, and his daughter saw that this Raya had good... He was a good person. He was not Maharitz, but he was a good person. The Gemara describes him as Sni Umali. Sni is thick and Mali, like a good midas, good person. Tosfos asks Akasha, because we learned the Gemara Psochim at the end of the fourth perek, that Rabbi Akiva said when I was not Maharitz, if I could, if I'd see a Davkok, I'd bite him like a donkey. Doesn't sound like a very refined person. So Tosfos asks Akasha, and he says, very interesting thing. He says that was different because it wasn't because he hated them. It was because he thought that they thought they were better than him. So Mamela, he felt insulted by that. And also because the Tamid Chacham would not let the Ami Aretz touch them because big the Ami, they weren't makban on being tar. So the begodim were considered tomei to the Tamid Chacham. So they were like, stay away. He says, if I'm going to come back, I'm sure, but he was a regular good from Jew. He was Amaritz. He was a good person. So that's what she saw in him. And she said, if you go off to learn, I'll marry you. So he said, okay, I'm going to learn. It's Kaba Sabua. Kicked her out of the house. He said, I'm not supporting you. And then he went for 12 years, came back, overheard the conversation with the neighbor, went back for another 12 years. Came back with 24,000 Talmidim. Kava Sabua heard. You know the story. There's a big Talmud Chacham coming to town. And he felt bad about his daughter. He says, maybe I can go Matir or Neder. Because you need a Chacham to be Matir or Neder. So he goes to him and he says, I want to be Matir or Neder. And he tells this Talmud Chacham the story. So Akiva says to him, he says, well, if you knew that that guy was going to be a big Talmud Chacham, would you have made the Neder? He says, no, if I thought he could learn anything, I wouldn't have made the Nether. She says, okay, it's me. Don't worry, you're okay. And he falls on his feet, and he kisses his feet, and he gives him half his money. By the way, very, very interesting Tosfos. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, the year we learned Ksuvos, remember Daniel Bach? He got up and quoted this Tosfos. Tosfos asks, you know, the halacha is you can't be matir neder on the whole thing being shoyel on a neder. How is a chacham matir neder? How are you shoyel on a neder?
But
he has to find something that Pesach. Had you known a Pesach, exactly. Like had you known this, you would have made the neder. Now the rule is that thing which you find has to be something which existed at the time of the neder. You can't make a Pesach to be shoyel on a neder on something that happened after the neder was made.
He had potential.
It has to be that there was a matzav going on at the time. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean? It wasn't a Talmud Chacham at the time. How can he be matzav the neder? Because if you would have known I was a Talmud Chacham, you wouldn't have made it. Rabbi Akiva was still in Amaretz when he made the neder. So Tosfos says one line. It's not called noilad, meaning it's not called something which didn't happen yet. Why? Kivin shaholach lebei rav, since you already went to the yeshiva, the derechu, that's the normal derech, b'hoylech lemoid, shenas adam gadol. Once you go to learn in a serious way, the normal derech atev is you'll become an adam gadol, each person in his own way. But that adam gadol was already on its, it was already, once he went, it was already here. Because now it's just a matter of time. The Tosfos says. Shema Ketosfos. Anyway, all these maisim, all these maisim, Pnei Yeshua says, you see, they weren't concerned with here. They weren't concerned with here. Now, on Amr Aleph, the Gemara, on Samach Beis, in the Mishnah there, in the Mishnah, the previous daf, it says, you're allowed to go off to learn, Shaloi Bershus, which means, without her will, against her will. Shloishim Yoyim, it says 30 days. Somehow Pnei Yeshua says 2-3 years. I'm not sure where he got that from. But then the Gemara says, and what about Birashos? What about with her rishus? So Gemara says, come with the boy as much as you want. As much as you want. So Gemara says, okay, as much as you want. But what's the normal, what's the orch of the milsa? What's the normal derech eretz that you should go? You know, Rashi says, even if you could get a rishus, you could convince her. But what's the normal derech eretz to go? That it won't be a chashash of here or a problem. So Rav says, chodesh kan, chodesh babayis, 1 month off, 1 month on. So Tractoises, what do you mean? What do you mean? Kiva went much longer. These Tandon went much longer. So he says, nah, they went much longer because over there, it wasn't that he had to convince her to get Rishos. Over there, how you saw Smacha Yishubalei in Hokam Torah. Over there, you're talking about Noshim who, like, this was like their Lechatchila. It wasn't like they even had to be convinced. That's already you're talking about high Madrega, different types of people. That the other Rabbi died to the Hokim Nosu. Other rabbis, she only promised to marry him because he was going to leave. That's what she told him. She held him my Torah. Okay, a kaponim. That's all. So you see, Tois is asking for a mikiva. See, which means Tois is assuming that, you know, all these halachas go together. So what are all these halachas saying? Shaloi b'shus, you can technically go as long as you want. There's an orchid de milsa. But if she's happy about it, you can go even 12 years, like a mikiva. Like Tois is saying over here. She says, you see, that when it comes to going up to learn, we have Raya's and the Gemara's over here, that once you're married here is not a problem. She says, that's Pshat and Rashi. They got married, and then they went off to learn. Right, Pas Pesaloi, whatever you want to call it. What? It's not a problem. No, no. They had to get married first to get rid of the problem of Yira. But once you get married, there's no issue. That's the Raya's that Tosis are bringing over here. Now,
the issue is whether or not the wife wants
to. Right, correct. So he says, now that we understand that, he says, I can also get out of Tois the second kasha. Tois is asking the Baron Gittin that he gave them Musar while you're leaving, you're not taking care of your family. So he says, Peshur says, so 1 second. Let's leave Rashi out of this for a second. Anyway, you have a steer between the Gemara and Gittin and the Gemara and Ksuvus. Elamai, what are you going to have to say? The Gemara and Gittin talking about Shaloi Bershos. The Gemara Ketuvim is mechalting Rishos and not Rishos. And the Gemara tells stories about people who went for Rishos that it's a good thing. And especially if they're happy about it, like Rabbi Kiva, go. So, how could Rabbi Yosser and Gittin give them Musa for this? Must be that too much like Rishos. Or it's talking about where they had a Rav to learn by in the town and they were going away anyway. It's talking about a different case. But if you have Rishos and the only place to learn is there, like in our case, where the only place to learn was in Eretz Yisrael, says, then about you go. That pshat in Rashi is of Pnei Yeshua. What did Tom hold? So he says, so listen to this. This comes back to the first thing we said when we started speaking about this. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, Efshir the Mefarish Bach the Perek Apapi, Efshir who learned the Gemara in Ksuvis, Bahonach the Kimdu ben Abshayu de Lo'osu de Hira Aveira. That's only by people that know they won't come to hear her. Regular people. So it's mamish what we said. The first time we opened this, we had this discussion, somebody said, I have a right for Rabbi Kiva. And somebody else said, don't ask, can we rise for Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva is not a normal human being. So it sounded for sure. That's exactly the machlag is Rashi in Midatam. Midatam El, the Rayas for the Gemara Ksuvas don't bring me. Because that means people that are on that level. But Agamar is talking about the general cloud, the general public. So this is Mamela, that's a problem. That was a bit of time held. Rashi held no. It's true, those specific examples of Mark Subas were big people, but we're learning out of cloud from there. You see, Tois and Subas wanted to apply whatever Kiva was doing to the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara over there is discussing the din of the Mishnah. How long are you allowed to go for? So he asks from Rabbi Kiva, Tois. According to Beit Tam by us, you can't ask Rabbi Kiva onto the case of what's called, of how long you should go. This discussion of the Mishnah that says, go 30 days Bershos, and then the Gemara says, go 30 days Shaloi Bershos, and the Gemara says, well, how long can I go with Bershos? That's a discussion of the Ikar HaDin, of normal people. So why is Tosis asking for Rabbi Akiva? So Lechara, you see from Tosis and Subas also, he's shtelling tzuv for Rabbi Akiva to normal people. That's what Rashi held. Vinatam held, no, don't bring many rabbis for Akiva. That's a different thing. In other words, what I mean is the Vinatam wouldn't have had Tosis Kash and Subas. Lechara.
Maybe the pshat is that everybody's different, but they can go and they'll go home when they need to go home.
Oh.
So Rabbi Akiva didn't need to go home for 12 years.
No, then it's, I'm saying, no. What? No.
I'm saying if he's concerned about your order.
No, the Gemara can. Well. No, but he's saying
that.
He's got
a wife at home.
Yeah, but you don't just.
Because you can always go home.
You don't just go. Okay, but again, but now you're taking the Rashi side. You're saying once, that's like Pas Pasala. Once you have it, yeah. Rabbi Tam's only not that way. You can't go away. It's not.
He's bringing a riot from them because they didn't have issues.
No, yeah, she was saying a bit of time of hell, the Akiva's not a riot, exactly. He was on that level that it wasn't an issue. To everybody else, you have no right to apply that.
So, what are we supposed to do?
Oh, so that's a machlekes. So because of that, a bit of time learned, Holon Balu, exact opposite.
She's going to go on a road trip?
Exact opposite. What?
Is she a road trip for
we should definitely go up north for a week and just learn and relax.
Learn by the Kever of Akiva.
But they're wrong with that.
Let's do it.
Learn by the Kever of Akiva a little bit.
Let's do it, man.
There'll be a Akiva tour.
This Kever's pretty close to Kibbutz Levi. 5 minutes away. 10 minutes away. Stay over there. Maybe swim a bit in the afternoon.
Levy.
A week, Yachi Kala.
No wives will go visit
Yachi Kala.
We're going to go see
Rafa's Kevrasi.
There you go. Even better.
Tell her with the water drinks, so what if we give it to children?
So that's the story. Who? That's what Yimmy was asking. What about Peruvu? That's a different question.
How do
you count 74? Who's from 40? How old's Polo?
63. I don't know
if he's any kids
now.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
So, Oina, she's Mabat, you're not Chai Boina?
Right. You're Chai to her. You're Chai to her.